It seems a simple enough question. What one garment or accoutrement can you think of which immediately conjures up images of freedom, romantic abandon, and the high spirit we associate with being on the loose? Me? I think of bandanas. And when I think of bandanas, I think of the old westerns of the 50s. Poncho and Sisko, Gabby Hayes, Roy Rogers, and the most famous, John Wayne, who always wore a bandana on the range. To the American cowboy, the bandana was a necessity. They wore them on cattle drives across thousands of dusty acres to keep the grit out of their eyes, and sometimes they wore them to rob banks. To me, the bandana signifies some kind of escape. I remember the getaway scene in Huck Finn, when Huck runs away from Pap and heads for the river with everything he owns tied in a bandana. To a hobo in the 30s, a bandana was the only place to store what little he had at the end of a stick. Surely Woody Guthrie carried one. Now, the bandana has taken on other significances. Wearing a bandana seems to make a statement about wanting to identify with an image of the I'm so rugged syndrome we see in so many cargo pant types lurking around shopping malls. Male models always look so bold and somehow wonderfully carefree in fashion magazines with bandanas caressing their necks. But ask the average city boy what good a bandana is, and he'll likely tell you its best use is to hail a cab. One of the secrets of successful bandana wearers in these parts is that a bandana should never be laundered. Rather, it should always smell of bug repellent, sweat, and all-around yard dirt. On one occasion, I was wading through a swamp in mid-November, tracking a deer with a friend. After we dressed her out, we needed something to wrap the heart in. My bandana was perfect. The deer heart lay in its center, and all four corners folded over it as if it were an envelope from a wilder part of the world. Now it's a sacred bandana. I still wear it when I go fishing, but during those long, slack months of winter, I have it on my desk. Inside, tied like the deer heart, are power objects picked up while fishing. A miraculous, otherworldly stone from Grand Marais riddled with space hieroglyphics, some old lead fishing weights that belonged to my grandfather, all of it mixed with the blonde wisps from my daughter's first haircut. I've never looked at that bandana and thought of someone jaunting down the streets of New York or Errol Flynn trying to be the rugged part of a cavalryman. Instead, I think of Willie Nelson, Pancho Villa, or Geronimo, or I think of old cowboys like Richard Farnsworth or Hemingway glassing the Gulf, men who used bandanas like talismans, somehow emblematic of a wildness you can't get by merely putting something on. The value is in the use, not the look. You see, you have to earn your bandana. We're not talking about going into Saks to look like you just joined the urban Cub Scouts. We're also not talking about fashion. Strapping on a bandana is a matter of utility and survival, not how you look under the photo session strobes. It's about having the stars in your head, the wind in your face, and how your bandana ultimately takes on the patina of abuse from the outside world.